Hello, this is Shalina and Spotfearless here interviewing director Ernie Park, who's here in San Francisco for his film, Late Summer, which is screening in the CAM Fest tomorrow, Saturday at 3 p.m. at the Kabuki. And he's in town for the festival, and we're here to talk about his film. But first, before we begin, I'd like to talk to him about his journey from NYU to Nashville and how he ended up making this film.
Okay. So, yeah, I was in at NYU studying media culture and film cinema for grad work, and started doing my research on Ozu and this aesthetics of time. Mm-hmm. And at one point I decided I don't want to be an academic. I would rather make films, and largely in part because I, you know, was so affected by the cinema of Ozu, and I really wanted to, instead of just theorizing about it, I wanted to start, you know, experimenting with it.
Because you wrote a thesis on Ozu.
I was working on my dissertation. I was a PhD candidate, so mm-hmm. I never finished it.
And when did you move to Nashville, and how did you end up deciding to make a narrative film?
Mm-hmm. So, you know, I'd been making documentaries with a film partner of mine, Michael Graziano, in Chicago. And a couple years ago, my wife is from Nashville, and her dad was not... had some health issues, and so we thought we'd move down, and my business partner is from the South, so he was happy about that.
Yeah. And how did you end up choosing your subject matter for this film?
Right. So I had written this piece about an African-American mother and daughter while I was in Chicago. It was largely based on someone I was working with, and I thought, oh, they would make a great Ozu film. They're best friends, and it was on my mind. I make documentary films mostly, and we had this little window of time, and we were actually casting people for another project that I had written, and in came this Sean Witzel, who is an African-American actor there, but really plugged in, and he wasn't right for the part, but after I talked to him, he was so connected to that community there. So we switched projects like right then, and he helped cast it, and we made this film in just a few days, really.
So he ended up being the co-producer for the film.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And when you were casting, I mean, what were you looking for?
That's a great question. You know, I wanted to be, like, especially for the mother and daughter, two people who could sort of carry the weight of that role and could quiet themselves enough. You know, it's a pretty quiet film. And so, you know, I was kind of looking for, not to be too existential, but just the being of someone, like someone who kind of carried that sense, that melancholy. And yeah, so we happened to really be fortunate to find two great actresses to be able to do that.
And did you know in advance that you wanted it to be an African-American cast, pretty much?
Yes, definitely. Yeah, and I think I've said this in the past, but, you know, when we were in Chicago the last time, my wife and I lived in an African-American community, and we, you know, there's something about the weight that they carry historically and just their being that I think translates really well to the same kind of post-war Japan that Ozu was, you know, exploring and making films about.
So. Mm-hmm. And when you were working with the actors, I mean, was it a collaborative process, or did people really just kind of stick with the script? I mean, how did you work with them?
Mm-hmm. It was. I mean, you know, they were they're kind of seasoned theater actors, so which was really interesting. So they were like really knew the script. And we did encourage some space for them to explore, and also to, you know, inform me as well of their life and culture. The person who plays the daughter, she was actually trained as an opera singer, and she brought in all this sort of music world of her own, and so we kind of started incorporating that, you know, and trying to figure out ways to implement that. So.
Yeah, and you were shooting in Nashville, which of course is really known for country music. And how does the role of music figure in the film?
Mm-hmm. So, yeah. So, you know, in some ways, we didn't want Nashville the way we imagine Nashville to be a character, but wanted to kind of capture a certain kind of Black South, and one that was more about like the blues and jazz, and you know, which we felt like resonated really well with the sensibilities of Ozu as well. So, you know, Ella Fitzgerald plays a big role because Nadia, the person who played the daughter, Michelle Lynn Harden, was a real Ella Fitzgerald fan, you know, and so we have a scene where she sings a little bit of Ella, and so we started incorporating that throughout the film.
And what do you want people to take away from the film after they see it?
You know, I think in some ways I'm trying to capture this feeling that I have after I watch an Ozu film or, you know, a number of films. And that is a sense of the passing of time, you know, both the beauty of it, the sadness of it, and maybe even something larger, that it points to something larger about life and being. So I think really capturing that kind of feeling or awareness of that is something that was important to me.
Great. Well, thanks so much for your time, and I hope people get a chance to see the film.
Yep. Thanks.
Great.
Great. Good. I hope that works.
I think
that wasn't too bad, yeah.
Yeah, I think that went pretty well. I didn't say too many this time.
Yeah, I know.